ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all ready, if you're all sorted and ready, then so am I. Yes, the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, spirits and liqueurs. Spirits and liqueurs. Category number 2, on the team. Category number 3, answers ending in F. That's F for Fred. Category number 4, halls and oats. Halls and oats. And category number 5, cooking. Right, spirits and liqueurs, on the team, answers ending in F, halls and oats, and cooking. Cameron from South Perth is going to kick us off. Cameron, g'day, how are you?
Yeah, me very well.
I don't mind seeing you in the opening bat. We need some new positions here, Cameron, so welcome aboard. What do you like? Spirits and liqueurs, on the team, answers ending in F, cooking, halls and oats.
I don't know what halls are, but I'll have to go there.
Halls and oats. Which famous concert venue is located at 881 7th Avenue in New York City?
Madison Square Garden.
Not Madison Square Garden.
Oh, what, out already?
See you, Cameron Popeye. Yes, I think is the answer to that. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. Halls and Oates, question 1. Which famous concert venue is located at 881 7th Avenue in New York City?
Is it Radio City?
Not Radio City, no.
Oh, goodbye.
See you, Anne. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Stuart from Victor Harbour. Hello, Stuart.
Well, g'day. Sorry, excuse me, Phil. I just have drinking a nice coffee. G'day. How you doing? I thought Anne would have got there. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Anne, actually, just knock that radio off for us, can you, Stewie?
Yeah, I did, mate. That's okay, all right. Yeah. I'm just a bit vague. Anyway, hello there. And good evening.
Good evening. Yes, question one. Halls and Oates, which famous concert venue?
Carnegie Hall.
Is located at 881 7th Avenue?
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
Yes. I thought Anne... I'm very surprised you're actually a champ.
Well, she is a champ.
She's got 10 in the road before. She is very good, I thought. As I was having a nice coffee, I thought I'm going to have about, just going to get 3 of these at least.
There's plenty of good players. Joanna from Newcastle is a good player and has often been out first ball as well.
Anyway, good evening.
Question number two.
Hello.
What do you want to do?
What are they again, please?
Halls and oats. Cooking. Spirits and liqueurs. On the team. Answers ending in F.
I'll go answers ending in F, thanks, Philip.
Answers ending in F.
Yep.
Question number 2. Which legal officer is contracted by the court to serve subpoenas, execute warrants and seize property?
Well, it mightn't be the full thing, but it'd be a sheriff.
No, not correct.
Oh, okay, mate.
Sorry, Stuart. Thank you, mate. See you later. Peter from Willoughby. Hello, Peter.
Yes.
Question number two, Peter. You're on. The category is answers ending in F. Which legal officer is contracted by the court to serve subpoenas, execute warrants, and seize property?
It's someone I never hope to meet. And I'd say it's a bailiff.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, good.
The bailiff. Yeah. No, you don't. You don't want to meet. No, you don't want to. You don't want to run into the bailiff. No.
Exactly. No.
No, particularly when he's got a chain and padlock and proposes to lock up the property and you're not in it. No.
Yes, you won't be able to cook your dinner.
Well, that's probably the least of your problems. Question number 3. Answers ending in F, or otherwise you can move somewhere if you like.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going well. I'll keep going with F. Yep.
Which French chanteuse was nicknamed Little Sparrow?
Little Sparrow. It's got to be a lady. I think you got me there, Phil. Little Sparrow. No clues?
No good. You know there's not going to be a clue, Peter.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
All right, mate. No. See you later. Thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222. Heather from Nil. Hello, Heather.
How are you this evening?
I am extremely well. I hope I find you this
evening. I'm hoping to get onto the cooking because I've just finished my last batch of marmalade.
Oh, have you?
There we go.
Is this last? Will this last you for the year? Are you on a year's supply now?
Oh, more than likely, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Have you made them out of? Have you made it out of several oranges, Heather?
Clementines, kumquats, and Seville oranges.
Oh, wow! That's.
And the last batch was a little bit over the top. I added whiskey and ginger.
Well, how good's that?
I don't know.
Hang on, Heather. Do you actually eat the stuff yourself, or do you just give it away?
I eat a little bit of it, but most of it goes in a basket at the front door, and people come and swap a jar out.
Oh, how good's that? How good's that? What do you mean you give it away?
Oh well, most people put in a gold coin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many pots of marmalade have you made, Heather?
Well, this last lot is 8 batches and about a dozen jars per batch.
So about 100 jars?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. That's quite...
You're dedicated.
You are dedicated. You are dedicated.
I'm going to guess that it's Maria Pilaf.
Which French chanteuse was nicknamed Little Sparrow?
Maria Pilaf.
Not Maria Pilaf, Heather.
No, there you go.
There you go.
We're all dying like flies tonight, aren't we?
I hope flies die. I don't like flies. I'm usually very kind to all God's creatures, you know. But
except flies.
I don't understand the point of flies. What's the...
I don't know.
I don't mind flies out in their natural environment, which is the bush, far away from me.
The worst experience I had was I was crutching some sheep and my mother thought she'd come and rouse for me and she ended up having to go outside and throwing up.
Well, I'm not surprised. Crutching
I was a lot closer to the action than she was, but anyway.
it's a pretty gruesome procedure. All right, Heather, good on
all
you.
All the best.
See ya, bye. No, that is not correct. Danny in Brisbane. Hi, Danny.
Good evening, Philip. How are you?
Evening. Yeah, no, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good, really. Question number 3, we're in. Answers ending in F, F for Fred. Which French chanteuse was nicknamed Little Sparrow?
Edith Piaf.
Not correct. No.
Not
correct. You know how much of a stickler we are. Leck in Borough. Hello, Leck.
Hello. Oh, I was just doing my teeth.
You're okay. Well, I'm sorry. Do you want me to leave you to clean it? No, you've disappeared on me. Sorry, Leck. You've dropped out completely. Give us a call back, and we'll get you back. Loz from Lynham. Hi, Loz.
Well, hello there. I think that other bloke was pretty close, but I suppose he's having regrets.
Oh,
this lady had no regrets. It's Edith Piaf.
Correct. Yes. Which French chanteuse was nicknamed Little Sparrow? It's Edith Piaf, not Diane Plaff or Edith Plaff, but Edith Piaf. Here's a good song.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, que ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi.
Oh, come on. How good is that? Loz, Karen in Sydney says, I'm with you, Phil. There's no point to flies or mosquitoes for that matter. No. We could talk all night about this sometime if you want to give me a call, Karen. Loz, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for question four?
Just before I'm going to get you hopefully to tell me the categories in a moment, but just going back, what was the word you used? Chantresse.
Chanteuse.
How do you spell that?
Chanteuse. A chanteuse. It's a French word for a singer.
Oh, well, I've learned something new. Thank you for
there
that.
There you go. Which a French chanteuse was nicknamed Little Sparrow. All righty, question number four. We're in a category called Answers Ending in F. You can move, if you like, to On the Team, Spirits and Liqueurs, Halls and Oats, Cooking.
Halls and Oats, please.
Halls and Oats. Oh, that's nice from Ogden Nash. God, in his wisdom, made the fly and then forgot to tell us why. Very good. Question number four. Which breakfast dish, we're in Halls and Oats, okay? Which breakfast dish was developed around 1900 by Swiss physician Maximilian Birchebenner?
Oh, gee. Well, it wouldn't be as simple as oats, but porridge or... Well, that would be in porridge for way longer than that. Is it like a specific brand or just a general description of a food type? Do you know?
Oh, I don't answer questions, Loz.
Like breakfast cereal or cornflakes or something like that. Cereal.
No, not cereal. Not cereal, Loz. Thank you anyway. Not cereal. Jenny from Narre Warren. G'day, Jen.
Hello, Phil.
Question number four we're up to. Halls and Oats, which breakfast dish was developed around 1900 by Swiss physician Maximilian Birchebenner?
I think that'd be Bircher Muesli.
So the answer would be?
Bircher Muesli. No?
I'll give it to you, yes, because I don't want the Bircher in there. But he invented Muesli, that's right.
Oh, I see.
Good old Max. Max, well, it's the sort of thing the Swiss would invent, don't you think? Muesli? Something you have to chomp through. It's vaguely and vaguely unpalatable.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of muesli, of course, generally, but when you said the name Bircher, I thought I've seen that on cafe menus and things like that.
Bircher, well, Bircher is the one that's soaked, isn't it? You soak it overnight. So
it's like
a really, really repellent sludge the next morning.
sounds appetizing.
Yes. Some people like it. I don't know why. I don't know why, Jenny.
No, I'm a porridge person myself, I must admit.
You're not?
I am a porridge person. Yeah, I love porridge.
Oh, yeah, no, porridge is good.
Yeah.
I don't mind porridge for breakfast, but I do find that it doesn't last you that long. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Because
it's supposed to have a really low GI and
it's supposed to stick
for the day. But maybe you're not eating a big enough serve.
Oh, Jenny, don't go down that path. Ray in the Bay says, really, Phil, muesli belongs to the feedback for Nettie. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Muesli. Marion in Leichhardt had muesli. Jason in Port Douglas had muesli. It's often on menus as Bircher muesli. That's true. Muesli defeats a spell check, says my texter. Probably does, actually. Question number five. We're in Halls and Oats, Jenny. But you can move to Cooking or Spirits and Liqueurs or On the Team or Answers Ending in F.
I think I'll give Answers Ending with F a go, please.
Okay, why not? My texter says, don't think that because you don't like it, no one else does. Well, I know lots of people like it. righto, question number five. Answers Ending in F. In English, Jenny... What is the feminine singular reflexive pronoun?
Oh. Well, I'm going to say herself.
Correct. Very good. Yes. Yes, the feminine singular reflexive pronoun is herself.
Yep.
Jenny herself her.
That's right.
Me, myself, I.
I was just going to say that.
Question number five. Oh, no, hang on. Yep. Question number six. Answered question number five. Okay, we're in. We've got answers N, E, and F, if you like.
Yeah, no, I'll stick with that at the moment. See how I go.
Pityriasis capitis, or pityriasis capitis, is a medical name for which common condition?
Oh, good heavens. Oh. Would you be able to repeat the question?
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Pityriasis capitis. I'm sure I'm pronouncing this wrongly. But
yeah,
it mightn't help you anyway.
It doesn't ring a bell. So
it's a medical name for a common condition.
Common. Look, I'll guess dandruff.
Correct. Very good.
Oh, well.
Answers ending in F.
Had a bit of luck there.
Yeah. Now, Jen, that's good. That's good going. 1, 2, 3 on the trot.
Yep.
Good work. There's one left in answers ending in F, if you like.
I'll give it a go.
Which legendary creature had the front half of an eagle and the back half of a horse?
Oh. And it ends with an F. Front part of an eagle.
Which legendary creature had the front half of an eagle and the hind half of a horse?
A sheriff?
No, not a sheriff.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Thanks, Jenny.
Oh, well.
See ya.
Thanks.
Nice work. Good on you. See you next time. Scientists have uncovered evidence of a rare giant squid in Western Australia, says my texter. Thank you for that. Is that how it's pronounced? I'm glad we've got rid of it. Alexi from Wangaratta. Hi, Alexi.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. Question number seven, where you're in. Answers ending in F.
Yep.
Which legendary creature had the front half of an eagle and the hind half of a horse?
Is it a hippogriff?
Correct. A hippogriff. Yeah. Hippo means horse, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for question seven. That's it for answers ending in F. So we've got Halls and Oats cooking on the team, spirits and liqueurs. Up to you, Alexi.
Spirits and liqueurs.
Spirits and liqueurs. Hi, Diana from Woodnelling, by the way. No, got your text loud and clear. Spirits and liqueurs, question number eight. Despite the urban legend that it was made with deer's blood, which brand of liquor declared in 2018 that it was vegan friendly?
No idea, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Keith from Busselton in WA. G'day, Keith.
G'day. How are we?
I'm all right, yeah. Hope your day's been just fine. I see.
What was the question again?
Please? Spirits and liqueurs were in, Keith. Despite the urban legend that it was made with deer's blood, which brand of liquor declared in 2018 that it was vegan friendly?
Well, look, I would not have a clue, so I'll just say good night and God bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Keith. God bless. Indeed. Jane from Homebush had the hippogriff. Ross from Blackburn had the hippogriff. Ray in the Bay's got the right answer. Yes, good. Joyce from Perth, yes, correct. Diana from Darling Point was all over dandruff. Someone said, is that word the first word called psoriasis capitis? I don't think that's how it's pronounced. I think that's another condition. I think that's PSO, isn't it? This is PITY. We've got lines free if you want to grab one. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil? How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. As long as I don't get any more tricky pronunciations, I'll be good.
I got no idea about this answer. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Despite the urban legend that it was made with deer's blood, which brand of liquor declared in 2018 that it was vegan-friendly?
No idea, mate. Just say wild turkey.
Why not? No. Wild turkey was not made with deer's blood. Thank you, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. Okay, lines are free if you want to grab one. RG from Beverly Park says, Phil, are you getting my text? Yes, RG, I am. There you go. Robin, no, that's not correct. Karen from Mullumbimby's got the right answer. Barb in Perth says, porridge is disgusting. I've hated it all my life. Now, no matter how much syrup or honey is added, it's a grey sludge. I've refused it for 66 years. It makes me ill seeing other people eat it. Muesli's okay. Okay, Barb. I think if you've got to that ripe old age that you are, Barb, I think you're entitled to say, I'm not going to eat it. That's it. Katrina from Lake Tyres Beach has sent me a most intriguing entry about the primary pollinators of the cacao tree, which produces chocolate. They're tiny flies. Oh, biting midges. Okay, so the point being that if it wasn't for flies, we'd have no chocolate. Okay, all right. Anna from Clayton. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
We're in spirits and liqueurs. Despite the urban legend that it was made with deer's blood, which brand of liquor declared in 2018 that it was vegan friendly?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it might be Glenfiddich or Glenfinch or something.
Oh,
like
no.
That.
Yeah, the whiskey. The whiskey. Glenfiddich. No, it's not Glenfiddich.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah,
thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Anna. Bye bye. No, it's not. Steel cut oats are awesome. Ask Norman Swan next time he's on. Actually, that's serendipitous because Norman Swan is joining us next week on the program. We'll ask him. Steel cut oats, they're just the oats that are minced up really finely, aren't they? Makes it even more sludgy. Not a big fan of those either. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Nathaniel from Wollongong. This line's free, by the way. Grab one. Question 8. Spirits and liqueurs, Nathaniel. Despite the urban legend that it was made with deer's blood, which brand of liquor declared in 2018 that it was vegan-friendly?
Hi, is it Jägermeister?
Correct, it is. Jägermeister. Yeah. I know about it. I don't think I've ever tried it.
I have tried it a fair too often.
It's what? Oh, you've tried it too often. Okay. One of those. Question number 9. We're in spirits and liqueurs. You could stay here or move if you like.
I'll stay here.
In Italy, what would you traditionally find floating in a shot of Sambuca?
Black licorice.
Not black licorice, no. Sorry, not black licorice. Nick from Williamstown. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question number 9, spirits and liqueurs. In Italy, what would you traditionally find floating in a shot of Sambuca?
I'm not sure. It's not a trick question. It's not a flame.
No, it's not a flame, Nick. No. Thank you. No, it's not a flame. Jim in Campbelltown. No, it's not that either. Anybody else here? Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. What about Christian on the Gold Coast? G'day, Christian.
How are you, mate?
Not bad.
You got me. I called for Yagi. I'm going to have a clue, and I'll just go for the old Mexican. Is it a worm?
It's not a worm. No. No, that's the tequila bottle, I think, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Christian. Ciao, ciao. Good on you. Lots of people are texting in worm. No, it's not a worm. In Italy, what would you traditionally find floating in a shot of Sambuca? Malcolm from Bunbury in New South Wales. G'day, Malcolm.
Hi, Phil. How are we doing?
Good, yeah. What do you reckon? Chris in the Southern Water says, would you find a pizza floating in? No. And Chipper on King Island says, would you find a fly, Phil? Well, you could. In Italy, what would you traditionally find floating in a shot of Sambuca?
Well, because I've had the flaming Lamborghinis before, which is the flame ones, which, yeah, jazzes it up a bit, but I think that's a coffee bean.
Correct. Yes, that's what we're after, yeah. You would find a coffee bean. I think traditionally there are three.
Yeah, your vanilla ones, yeah, that's my favourite.
Yeah. Lorraine says, how can anyone hate porridge? We love it with sultanas, banana, maple syrup, milk and a dollop of cream. Okay. No, I don't hate porridge. I just...
It's got a real bowel-scraping goodness about it.
Thank you, Malcolm. That's right. That was kind of detail that we didn't need, but, you know, but it's there anyway, and now we can't unhear it.
Well, there's no profanities or...
No, it's very important. A good bowel scraping, as you put it. Question number 10. We're in spirits and liqueurs, but you can move to Halls and Oats cooking on the team. Up to you.
I'm feeling a bit comfortable in the spirits on the area, so,
Spirits and liqueurs. All right. Kahlua originated in which country?
Jamaica. It's in Bahamas somewhere. It's somewhere in that area. I suppose Jamaica.
No, it's not Jamaica. Sorry, Malcolm. Thank you, mate. No, it's not Jamaica. Marie from Naruma. Hi, Marie.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question number 10. Spirits and liqueurs. Kahlua originated in which country? What's not Jamaica?
Well, I do like Kahlua in my coffee, and I think it has like a little red Mexican type hat on it, so I'll say Mexico.
Correct.
I think you're right, actually.
I think the bottle does have a little Mexican hat on
it. It's got a little Mexican hat on the lid. And it's really nice in coffee.
Probably.
Also, birch and muesli, as far as I know, is specifically, it's a raw muesli as opposed to a toasted muesli.
Yeah.
And you have it wet. You soak it overnight with your sultanas and stuff, and you have it cold in the morning, a bit like your chia seeds and your grape apple into it. So it's not crunchy. It's like a soft way of having your muesli.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, so you don't have to champ your way through it like a horse in a bag of oats.
You don't chomp. No. It's softer.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there you go.
Question number. I've never seen so many texts about steel cut oats. People are really into them. Okay. Little Brother Trucker says, cream, honey, you're uncouth people. Porridge should only have butter and cinnamon sugar added.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on, little brother. Lots of people with milk in there, don't they? Are you allowed to have milk? Karen from Mullumbimby says, breakfast cereal is rubbish. What about bacon, poached egg and avocado with a drop of sriracha for me? Oh, yeah, well, I think I'll have breakfast with Karen, I think. That's right.
Oh,
we can't have the bacon, though. You're not allowed to eat bacon anymore. It's very sad. A rule best obeyed in its absence, Marie. Question number 11. We're in spirits and liqueurs, if you like.
What else do we have?
On the team, cooking, Halls and Oats.
Let's go with cooking.
Cooking, why not? Okay. Question number 11.
Yep.
The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Okay, I've got no idea, but I guess thickening. Like
not thickening.
Thickening.
Not thickening, no. Thanks, Marie. Okay. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye, Marie from Naruma. No, that's not correct. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Phil. You're having a good show tonight.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, you know where the dog inspector was coming to your house?
Been today, yes.
Oh, yeah. Did that go all right?
Yeah, I made a couple of blues, but that's all right. Oh, that's okay. Why she was here.
Yeah, okay. So you've been wrapped over the knuckles and allowed to continue.
Yeah, it didn't get put in the back of the car and taken away, no.
Oh, good. That's good.
That's what I thought. I was trying.
I've been worried about you ever since you told me that story. I thought.
I felt your anxiety just floating through the air. Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, no.
The problem was that sometimes I try to drive.
Oh.
Not drive a motor car. I try and pick where we're going to go, and I don't know.
No, you wouldn't, no.
No.
I don't want to be in a car when you're driving, Ian. I really don't. I'd rather
the dog barked once for left and twice for right.
Yeah, no, I'd rather the dog drive. I wouldn't mind if the dog was driving, but not you. question number 11, cooking. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Maillard reaction.
The Maillard reaction. Not much. Actually, it's probably not a lot of joy asking you questions about visible processes.
Oh, no, but this is only...
You'd remember it, though. You'd remember
I remember it. I used to like cooking. I still do cook a little bit.
Oh, in that case, you would have done this.
Yes, I would have done it. Maillard reaction is when moisture leaves the thing you're cooking.
Nah. That's a lame answer, Ian. You know it.
It's a poultry answer. That way I've got a
poultry.
Duck.
Poultry, exactly. See ya. Bye. 1-300-800-222. Joey is from Coffs Harbour in New South Wales.
Philip.
Hello, Joey. Question number 11. Cooking.
We're in cooking, okay, not just food.
No, we're in cooking. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Eating or cooking?
Eating. No, sorry, did I say? No, heating. Heating with a H.
Wasn't he a hardware guy, that bloke? H for a Hudson or something?
Oh, that's
anyway.
Right. Hey, so that was. That was. Now you're reminding me now. That was, yes.
Yeah. A-H. Sorry. My guess, is it like bubbling, boiling?
No, not boiling. Nope.
Cheers,
See ya. Bye. No, it's not boiling. Hand that man a. What was that spanner advertisement? Seed cramp spanners, wasn't it? You can't hand a man a grand a spanner. 1-300-800-222 is a number. Baroni from Adelaide. No. My texter says, why can't we eat bacon? Of course we can eat bacon, but it is said to be by nutrition people we talk to on the program. Oh, I don't know. It's supposed to be not that great for you. Joel from Brisbane says bacon's fine, but I heard that ham is carcinogenic from the smoking process. Well, it's not carcinogenic, but bacon, ham, all those processed meats, you're supposed to eat in small quantities, if at all. I'm just saying what the experts say. As I said to you, it's probably a rule best observed in the breach. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Hello, Philip.
Cooking, Sam. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Could you repeat the question?
The Maillard reaction. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Choking.
What is it?
Choking.
Not choking, no. Sorry, Sam, no, not choking. Greg from Gladstone. G'day, Greg.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good. Question 11. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Is it stirring?
No, not stirring. Nope, it's not stirring either. Faru from Essendon. G'day, Faru. Hi, Faru.
Hi, it's Drew. Sorry, Andy.
Hello, sorry. Have I missed your name? Faru, is it?
Drew.
Oh, Drew. Sorry. G'day, Drew. Question number 11. The Maillard reaction results in which visible process when heating food?
Yes, I know this because I studied my VCE chemistry. Shout out, Ms. Dixon. The Maillard reaction is the browning of food. When
correct.
You cook it on a pan.
Yes. The Maillard reaction is the browning or caramelization of food, which results in very heightened flavours. It's why you usually brown meat before you cook it.
There you go.
Or brown a steak. You'd brown a steak. Question number 12, we're in cooking. You can stay there, otherwise you can move. You can go to On the Team, Spirits and Liqueurs, Halls and Oats, or stay in cooking.
We'll stay in cooking.
Cooking. What's the common name for the cooking ingredients? NaHCO3.
NaHCO3. Na is sodium, H will be hydrogen, CO3 will be carbonate. So I think that'll be sodium bicarbonate.
I'll give it to you. Yes, it's bicarbonate of soda. That's right. Very good. All right. You've remembered a lot from your chemistry lessons, Drew. Excellent. Question number 13. We're in cooking, if you want.
Let's stay in cooking.
The name of which egg-based dish comes from a French word meaning blown?
The name from a French-based dish that means blown. That's a good question. I'm going to guess Hollandaise.
Not Hollandaise, no. Thank you, Drew. Good on you. See you later. Not Hollandaise, no. Lisa in the mountains had browning. Yeah, food tech one is browning of the cooking item. Oh, by the way, the H for a Hudson. Listen up.
That's A. Hudson. Hudson with a H.
That's right. Hudson with a H. we're not wishing to reignite the debate over H and H either. Marion in Leichhardt says Elvie's Butcher, which moved this year to Concord, has bacon they make without nitrates. It's fabulous. Yeah, oh, I think that's probably healthier for you in that case. George from Melville. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil.
We're in cooking. The name of which egg-based dish comes from a French word meaning blown.
Boy, it's a hard egg-based dish, French.
Name of which egg-based dish comes from a French word meaning blown.
No idea, Phil.
No good? Okay. Thank you, George. Vicky from Sorrento says, Phil, my cousin is a colorectal surgeon. He's done many university studies on various foods that cause cancer of the bowel. Smoked foods do not cause bowel cancer, according to him. No, well, I'm not saying they do. I'm not... You know, it wouldn't take advice from me, Vicky. It's just that when we talk to food experts about what's a healthy thing to eat, they almost to a person, they've always said processed meat's no good. I certainly eat processed meats. Love them. Michael from Perth. G'day, Michael.
How you doing, mate?
Pretty good. The name of which egg-based dish comes from a French word meaning blown?
I'm going to go with the safe bet, but I was really tempted on a bit of an unknown, but I'm thinking quiche.
A quiche. No, it's not a quiche. Thank you, Michael. No, not a quiche. Lynn from Balga, that is correct. Stephen Tokemore, no. Joan from Geelong says, Phil, if you eat your daily oats, your biome will always be healthy. Important for your gut function. Suzanne, that is correct, yes. Jeff the Truckee, no. Chris the Nightwatch, no. Chris says, I browned my lamb shanks before cooking my lamb and quince tagine tonight. Oh, that'd be good. Nico in Cairns. Hello, Nico.
Hey, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 13 we're up to. The name of which egg-based dish comes from a French word meaning blown?
I'm thinking souffle.
Souffle is correct, yeah.
Hey, got it.
Remember, you've got to do this on your own there, Nico, so we might just leave that for a second. You really have to do the challenge on your own, otherwise it's not going to work. Mike from Osmond says, no, Phil, it's not bacon or other pork foods per se. It's when nitrates are added to keep them pink. Most Italian meats, such as prosciutto, are nitrate-free. Irene says bacon may or may not be bad for us, but it's really bad for pigs. yes. Yes, I guess that's right. Joe from Mount Dandenong. Sorry, Joe. Hi.
Okay, how are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yes, don't raise it in a discussion group with pigs. That's true. Question 14. We're in cooking, but you can move, if you like, to halls.
Let's stay in cooking. I've got sticky fingers tonight from honey.
Oh, okay. Very good. In cooking, what does EVOO stand for?
EV
for victory.
Yeah,
EVOO.
EVOO, yeah. No, I'll pass on that one.
Okie doke. No worries. Jeff the truck, he said, I said meringue at first, but probably souffle. Yes, it is souffle. Lisa in the mountains had souffle. Angie from Kilsyth, correct. Joyce from Perth has got the right answer here. Louise from Launceston. Hi, Louise. Line's free, by the way. 1-300-800-222 if you want to grab one. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All the birds in the trees. What do you reckon? Cooking. In cooking, what does EVOO stand for?
Oh, goodness. I think I caught in on the... Oh, I was going to say meringue and I was wrong.
No, but, not meringue. No, it's a souffle. In cooking, what does EV for victory, OO, EVOO, what does it stand for?
It's extra virgin olive oil.
Correct. Yes. EVOO stands for extra virgin olive oil.
I've got one.
Good on you. That's a good fat. Ray in the Bay says very chaste olive oil. Yes, not just a virgin, an extra virgin. Trish says, "Is this the correct number? You're not acknowledging me." Well, Trish, I'm sorry. We do get a lot of texts. Phil, what about those handmade salamis? Are they still considered not healthy? Oh, you mean the ones that you make at home? Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Louise, question 15. Well, two left in cooking, if you like. Otherwise, we can go Halls and Oats, Spirits and Liqueurs, or On the Team.
Oh, geez. I think I might change to Halls and Oats.
Halls and Oats. In which Queensland town would you find the Australian Stockman's Hall of Fame?
Okay. No, I don't know.
No good. All right, Louise, thank you. Ben from Esperance. Hi, Ben.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good. Question 15. Halls and Oats. In which Queensland town would you find the Australian Stockman's Hall of Fame?
Did you say Queensland town?
In which Queensland town?
Yeah. That's in Longreach, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct, it is. Yes, it's in Longreach. That's right, Longreach. The Stockman's Hall of Fame, isn't there? There's a Qantas Museum, I think, too, in Longreach, isn't there, where they started too. Question 16, Halls and Oats, if you like.
What were the other two options?
Spirits and Liqueurs, On the Team, or Cooking?
Let's try Cooking again.
Cooking, back to Cooking. Question 16. Last one in Cooking. What French name is given to the cooking method where food is vacuum sealed and then cooked in a water bath?
That is sous vide, isn't it?
Sous vide, I think. Sous vide.
Yeah. Yep.
Correct, yes. You put the food in a plastic bag and then dunk it in not very hot water. Apparently it produces excellent results.
There you go.
Chris in the Southern Water says the best ever Italian pizza, prosciutto rocket basil with a dash of tomato pizza sauce on top. Really? Is that the best you can offer? Come on, Chris. I don't think you've lived. Phil, life's way too short to not eat bacon. Well, I think that's right too. I think that's right. Ben, question 17. We've got Halls and Oats, Spirits and Liqueurs, or On the Team. Up to you.
Is On the Team sports?
On the Team is just the category, On the Team.
Right, yeah, we'll give that a crack.
On the Team, question 17. 9 questions left. Hole set, flat, and goalkeeper are positions in which Olympic team sport?
Hole, set, flat, and goalkeeper. I don't know. It might be handball. They have a goalkeeper, don't they?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, not handball. Sorry, Ben. No, not handball. Pearl from Darwin. G'day, Pearl.
Hello, Phil. How are you going?
Good. Question 17. On the Team, hole, set, flat, goalkeeper are positions in which Olympic team sport?
Oh, I'm not a very sporty person. Did I hear you talking to Ian from Dover?
Yes.
About his guide dog?
I did. I was talking. He had a guide dog inspection. Hang on, do you have a dog?
No. Well, I do. I have too many dachshunds.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't have a guide dog. But I was thinking, if you ever go, is his dog a Labrador?
I don't know. I think it is.
Possibly, yeah. They're usually labs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to tell people, if you ever go to a rescue centre to rescue a dog, don't get a Labrador.
Why is that?
Have you seen how many of their owners go blind?
Stop it. Question 17. I'm moving you along.
Okay.
On the team, hole, set, flat and goalkeeper are positions in which Olympic team sport?
I have a guess, and I'll also say a bacon and egg McMuffin is really good in the morning, homemade. I have no idea, Phil. Volleyball.
Not volleyball.
Okay.
I agree with you about the bacon and egg McMuffin,
yep,
too.
Mm-hmm.
On a brioche bun, even better.
Yes.
See you, Pearl.
Okay, no.
Bye-bye. On a brioche bun. Oh, yes. Nicole from Manly. G'day, Nicole.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. Question 17. We're up to. On the team, hole, set, flat, goalkeeper are positions in which Olympic team sport. It's not handball. It's not volleyball.
Okay. I'm thinking hole set.
No, hole set, flat, goalkeeper.
Hole set, flat, goalkeeper.
All right, Nicole, we'll have to move on. Peter from Stirling in Perth. G'day, Peter.
How are you going?
Not bad. Question 17. Set, flat, goalkeeper are positions in which Olympic team sport?
I only know one sport, or I can think of one sport that I don't know anything about, and that's water polo.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's water polo. Yeah. There are positions in water polo called hole, set and flat. I don't know what they. I don't know where they play. Goalkeeper's obvious, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's the only sport I didn't know a thing about, and that's so that was the obvious choice. Well, a choice.
Mm. Joey from Coffs Harbour says, if I had a choice between a French dish cooked in a plastic bag and some bacon, I reckon bacon would be the winner every single time.
I'll tell you something.
I can see your point, Joey. Yes, sorry, yeah. Peter. Go on.
Oh, I'll tell you something about oats. I last year was found to have high blood glucose levels.
Oh, yeah.
I went to see a dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what do you have for breakfast? And I've had oats for breakfast for decades.
Yeah.
And she said, bad.
Oh, really?
Well, she said bad because I had oats with some honey and some blueberries. So she said, if you are going to have oats, stir some peanut butter through it or have some nuts with it so that it has some protein to counter the carbo. So there you go.
Hang on, so she wants you to have what with it? Nuts with
it. She said if I eat any carbo, like with this blood glucose thing, you want to hit protein. Have every meal based around protein. So she said if you're going to eat oats, stir some peanut butter through it or and sprinkle some nuts on it.
Oh.
And that will kind of balance out the carbo because oats are basically carbohydrate and they'll turn to sugar when you eat them.
You could put a lot of chopped bacon in there as well, I guess, Peter, couldn't you?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Oh, absolutely. Or a fried egg. No.
Good. A fried egg's not going to be no good. In...
Well, she actually told me I should have a great breakfast is bacon and eggs.
It is. It is a very good breakfast. Yeah. There's a reason that bacon and eggs is bacon and eggs because it's a really good breakfast. and it lasts you all morning too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she was along the lines of what was in it
or what
wasn't in it, namely that there's no carbohydrates.
No carb and mostly protein, yeah.
Mostly protein, yeah.
Proteins and fats. Mm. Hey, question number 18. We're in on the team.
Yep.
Staying there?
Yeah, I'll stay with that.
Where are you? Oh, you're in Stirling in Perth.
Yeah, I'm walking the dog, actually.
Oh, okay. You might be right with this one. Liam Duggan and Liam Baker are the current captains of which AFL team?
Oh, Carlton?
Oh, no. I even tried to help you out there. But I don't normally help people, Peter, but no, that's not correct. It's not Carlton. Graham in Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
Liam Duggan and Liam Baker, the current captains of which AFL team?
West Coast Eagles.
Correct. Yes, the West Coast. Oh, dear.
I'll stay on the team, thanks, Phil.
Staying in on the team, question number 19. What's the maximum number of players allowed on the field in a field hockey team?
11.
Correct. Very good. That's nicely done. Yes, 11 is the maximum number you can have on the field per team.
I'll stay on the same category, please.
Someone said, how can you have a brioche bun with a bacon and egg McMuffin? Of course you. Bacon and egg. Oh, it's very good in a brioche bun. Staying in on the team, question number 20. Setter, outside hitter, and libero are positions in which team sport?
Don't know. I'll pass it on.
Okay. Thanks, Graham. Phil, baked beans on toast, that gets the guts going. And the bowels, says Robin. Actually, baked beans are a sensational food. I've got tins in my – I always keep tins in my cupboard. Baked beans, come on, heated up baked beans on toast is just the best thing, just delicious. For that matter, you can eat cold baked beans. We'll be eating some of these things next up. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions left, all right, in the Mighty Challenge. There are plenty of people texting in about baked beans. What about this one? Mike from Ferntree Gully says, at risk of making you hungry, Phil, try grainy, thick-cut wholemeal toast, butter it, place a decent amount of chopped parsley on top, then ham, baked beans, then grated cheese, tasty cheese on top. Oh, that'd be very good. That'd be very good. Richard says, I'm having cold baked beans right now and tuna. Frank says, Mel Brooks knew all about the benefits of baked beans. Remember Blazing Saddles? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. All right. We have to finish up a small thing called
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we're up to question number 20. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Hungry.
What's that?
You made me hungry.
Yeah, I know. I made myself hungry. I've made myself hungry. Now, what do you want to do here? We've got on the team. Oh, no, we were left with this question, weren't we? Setter, outside hitter, and libero are positions in which team sport?
Could you say that again, please?
Setter. Outside hitter, libero, are positions in which team sport?
Gee, I can just, I don't think I've heard of them before, but I'll just give a guess and say hockey. No, I know.
No, it's not hockey. No. No. Thanks, Bob. Thank you, mate. See Bob. Ya. Bye. Line's free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. There is a clue in the question. Setter, outside hitter, libero, are positions in which team sport. Mark from Meadowbank. G'day, Mark.
How you doing? You know, it's great to have the fantastic ABC News across the break where we sometimes used to slip into a radio-free black spot. So thanks for that.
Oh, good.
And as you say, the clue, well, you know, I was just thinking, panicking as we came back from the news, and, well, that funny term sounds a little bit French, and I wonder, is it lacrosse?
Aha, lacrosse. No, it's not. Thank you, Mark. Sorry, Mark, thank you. No, it's not lacrosse. Well, I suppose that does rule this out, doesn't it? Sam from Clare's got the right answer. Susan in Hobart, correct. M from Mortlake, correct. Di from Mandurah, no, that's not correct. Principessa, no, not correct. The best way to eat oats is in an Anzac biscuit, says my texter. Well, that's not a bad suggestion either. Charlie from Mount Druitt. G'day, Charlie.
Hello, Phil. Good to be with you.
And likewise.
All the fellow listeners. I reckon with porridge you have to have milk.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you do. You've got to have some milk, don't you?
Milk, blueberries, and a bit of, not honey, but the other one.
What are you talking?
Used to say it all the time.
Who? What
you like?
Maple syrup.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah. Yeah, maple syrup's really good.
Yeah, but not too much.
No, you can't. Well, you can't afford to eat too much of it because it's too expensive, Charlie.
And it's too much sugar.
Oh yeah, well that's true. Yeah, that's true. You know, so is the chocolate I eat each day. Hey, question. Question number 20 on the team: setter, outside hitter, and libero are positions in which team sport?
Well, setter is setting up the point, and the hitter would it be volleyball?
Correct. That's it. Yeah, that was the clue. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the setter pops the ball up, doesn't it? So the hitter can go smash.
But I don't know what that third one is.
The libero. I don't know. They're wandering around the back to pleasing themselves, I suppose. Question 21. We're in on the team. We've got one left there. Otherwise, we've got two in spirits and liqueurs and two in halls and oats.
I will go with the team one.
On the team, question 21. Which English soccer player has played for Real Madrid, LA Galaxy, and Paris Saint-Germain? Or Saint-Germain?
Which current?
Which English soccer player has played for Real Madrid, LA Galaxy, Paris Saint-Germain?
I'll just have a punt at Beckham.
Correct. David Beckham. Very good. Only four left here, Charlie. You could snag this. We've got two in spirits and liqueurs and two in halls and oats.
Yeah, what a choice. We'll go with the halls and oats.
Amanda from Busselton says this. Amanda says, beans, good for the heart position. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better they feel. They eat baked beans with every meal. Oh, and bacon. Thank you, Amanda. We'll keep that in mind. Charlie?
Yep?
Question 22, what do you want to do? Spirits and liqueurs, halls and oats?
Halls and oats.
Halls and oats. Question 22. Which states produces around 50% of Australia's total oat crop?
Geez, it'd have to be... Queensland?
It's not Queensland. All right, sorry, mate. Charlie. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. No, it's not. Die from Mandurah, correct, yes. Steve the truckie. G'day, Steve.
Good evening, Bill.
Question 22, halls and oats. Which state produces around 50% of Australia's total oat crop?
I owe you an apology just quickly.
I doubt it, but go on.
For the Coburn thing the other week, mate.
Oh, yes.
I got you real good.
You did.
WA is my guess, mate.
Correct. Yes, which state produces around 50% of Australia's total oat crop? It is Western Australia. All right, question number 23. One left in halls and oats, otherwise you can move to spirits and liqueurs.
Oh, much of a muchness. Stay where we are.
All right, halls and oats, last one. Which former model has been married to Mick Jagger and Rupert Murdoch?
Picture of face.
We're in a category.
Jerry.
Yeah, we're in a category called halls and oats.
Jerry Hall.
Correct. She's singing the backing vocals here. Make of that what you will, Steve. Question 24. I only got two left here. Spirits and liqueurs. You can win this. Okay.
Sure.
Which spirit do a Moscow mule and a Bloody Mary have in common?
Vodka?
Correct. Vodka. Well, okay.
I've been here once before and I've fallen in a heap.
All right. Drummers, please. Steve the Truckee, for question 25 and to win, Spirits and Liqueurs. Chapter 1 of Treasure Island mentions which spirit in an old sea song?
I'm going to take a guess at rum.
I would too, because that's correct. Steve, you got, as soon as I saw that question, I thought he'd be right with this one.
I don't know Treasure Island very well, mate, but
yeah.
Just a
guess. Yes. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Very good, Steve. All right, mate, thank you. Don't go anywhere. Just hang on and we'll get some details from you and get this out to you. Maria had rum, Anne had rum. Connie had rum. Joyce from Perth had rum. Steve and Tokemore, good. Jim in Campbelltown, yo-ho, yes. Bob from Bunbury and about 50 million others on the text line also had rum. Nice work, everyone, and a very good challenge.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.